bullshit sometimes.
Right. Hell yeah, man. This is crazy, man. Look.
Shit, man. All right. So we back.
All right. Like to welcome everybody to another edition of No Good Sense.
No good.
And I'm pretty sure that this week we're going to have some, what the fuck? We're going to have some topics, man. I'm pretty sure about that.
It's been a crazy week.
There's been a lot going on.
A whole lot going on.
Man.
Whole lot. First, before we even get started,
how
even get into this.
How the fuck did I do that shit?
This man, I broke some shit.
Nah, man, I just...
I don't really like this mic right here.
No.
I just, you know...
But pause, man. That's pause the biggest though. Pause moment ever, though.
I know, man. Like, this is...
No Diddy, son.
No, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to keep it out the way of things.
Yeah.
But it's whatever. Before we get started, we give a special shout out to CT. He had a loss in the family, so, you know, prayers and thoughts are with him and the rest of his family.
Most definitely. Yeah, so I know CT, if you're listening down there, probably ain't, but.
Right. If you listen later,
right.
Your brothers is here. We here for you, so if you need holla. Us, let us know.
Pray, holla. Man, this is a. This jitter's nice, man. The 2 gram blunt, man. Like, it don't look like 2 grams, but
it feel like it when you pick it up.
Exactly. Like. About to be blow. Anyway, man, how was your week?
So I can't complain, man. You know, got my. This is a long week. This is a long day today. The rest of the week was chill. Like, it's just the day was as long as fuck. Like, why? It's a holiday. It's supposed to be Jesus' death day. Right?
Jesus'
death day. Like, yeah. They hung him. They took him down from the cross.
Right.
And put him in a cave today. Right. I wish I was in a cave today. I wish I was in a cave. Roll a big ass fucking rock at that shit. Don't even bother me. I'll sleep for 3 days. Maybe I won't get up.
You have to go through a whole lot more than just, you know, go to the cave and go to sleep, motherfucker. Like, it ain't the same.
I was beaten down already. Like,
hold on, so are you really trying to prepare yourself to your way to Jesus Christ today?
I would never.
Are we blaspheming today?
No, I would never blaspheme or compare myself to the perils of the Lord and Savior.
I'm about to say, we getting this shit right now.
But all I can say is, I understand. No, it was just a rough ass day, and it's just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was just ready to fucking be done. Be done with it.
What up, bro? Pass me the long nose. This got to be
you stupid. So that was basically it.
Okay.
So what's good with you?
Man, a week went by. That shit flew by. You know, I'd be sitting around. I'd be like, man, yeah, it's Friday. Glad it's Friday. But then I turn around, be like, I don't know why I give a fuck that it's Friday. Cause
oh shit,
yeah, see now you done fucked it up. Now you had your opportunity to use it. Nah,
hey, how you turn this down,
man? Don't worry about turning. Use the fire.
He said, turn this shit up. Did you see this? This is fucking dog.
What? Right. Yeah, I don't. I think I got air trapped in there or something.
Nigga, why can't you get a regular lighter like everybody else, though?
Cause I ain't a regular nigga, dog. See, there you go.
Look, everybody down the hall, like, damn, what the fuck he got over here?
There you go. See,
terrible.
It lit your blunt, didn't it?
Kinda.
Where's your lighter? Use yours.
It's in the car. I'll go get it. This shit trying to burn my fucking face on the blunt ain't even lit.
That's because you were scared of the fire, man. Anyway, like I said, I don't give a fuck. I don't know why I'd be so glad that it's Friday and shit because I work every fucking day. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Friday really means something. Friday is like Tuesday to me.
That's fucked up.
It is.
Yo, Friday is my Tuesday.
Right. Man, it is what it is, man. Whatever. Yeah, no, no. And actually, there's something wrong with it because it should be coming out like a
smaller. Where's the regulator,
dog? I don't know, man. Yeah, this you are the regulator, okay?
Clearly.
All right.
There we go.
God damn.
Bitch, I brought my fucking face on. It's like, God damn, does?
Nigga said, come put your
bring your face to the with your thing, and then
I didn't tell you to do all that. Nah,
nah, you're right.
You bent your face on it. It's your own fault, all right?
Man, fuck that. I need my face, dog. Yeah. Summertime coming.
Subjective.
Summer. It's not subjective. Nobody wants to talk to a nigga with no face. Nobody. Remember the nigga Rain Man or whatever? It was Dark Man or whatever the nigga was bandaged up?
Yeah,
nobody wants to talk to that nigga. They thought he was retarded.
Yeah, they did.
So who wants to talk to the retarded nigga in bandages? Nobody.
You still got a BMW. They're like, yeah.
Shit. They were like, tint them fucking windows, nigga.
Did I not? Oh, I'm stupid. I'm like, this motherfucker rolled tight as hell. It's a cap on the end of it.
This motherfucker. Wow, you sucking on the cap. Pause.
Pause. No diddy, dude. No diddy, sir.
He said, no diddy. What up, J-Lo? Appreciate you.
Okay.
This is about choke. He about to choke on his fucking blood. This is crazy. I ain't seen him cough in years.
Damn, this is strong, son.
Damn, baby lungs?
Baby lungs my ass. This motherfucker is rolled in every known marijuana substance there is.
Still got baby lungs.
Nigga, I've been smoking longer than you've been alive.
All right, that's cool. How? 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 Like, wait a minute. Mathematically don't make sense, nigga.
How?
You started smoking at 5, nigga?
You don't know my life.
I know you ain't smoking.
You don't know what I've been through.
I know.
Right?
I know. Mr. and Mrs. G was not allowing you to smoke blunts at 5, dog.
They weren't allowing me to smoke blunts at 15, but I was. What you talking about, son?
He didn't have the motor skills to roll up. Shut up.
That was very advanced child.
I'm done, bro.
Hey, man.
I was an advanced child. Yeah, all right. First one, hey, first one off the school.
Hey, at 5, I knew how to set the time on the VCR, motherfucker.
All right, you're a genius. You're a certified genius. If you can do that shit at 5, you're a certified genius. God damn. All
right, so what we got tonight, man? We got anything? So, I wish you have some shit.
I'm going to start off on the sad note so we can get it out the way. Louis Gossett Jr. died.
Yeah, Lou Gossett, man.
Yeah, man, from Roots. That's the only role I ever remember him in.
Man, how could you forget Iron Eagle, dog? Are you serious? You never saw Iron Eagle?
I don't think so.
What type of nigga is you?
A nigga that ain't seen Iron Eagle.
Dog, you missed it.
Damn, was it one of those Department of Defense propaganda movies and shit? No. It sounded like it.
No, it wasn't, man. It was like, war hero trapped behind enemy lines.
It sounded like military propaganda.
No, the military wouldn't go get him, so he got, a bunch of his buddies to go,
Nigga, that's the plot for Tropic Thunder. That's the plot for
A-Team. It was. I mean, this is like the original plot, though, man. Fighter jets and shit, This is the 80s, dog. Okay, it was wild. It was a good, great time.
Dog.
It was cocaine, fighter jets,
that's the only way you get through life in the 80s was cocaine. And the 90s, actually.
That was a lot of gunfire in the 80s, all right?
More than now? What?
Yeah, I think it was the beginning, son.
I don't know, man.
Rest anyway, in peace, now, rest Gossett, in peace Lou Gossett Jr.
All right. So y'all know we got Easter coming up on Sunday. It's crazy. It's the only time first time I've ever remembered of Easter being in March.
Really?
I don't remember it, but I always thought it was in April.
You know, from my recollection, somehow it always switched.
It's a leap year this year. That's why.
Okay.
Got an extra day.
All right.
So Trump out here peddling his new God Bless the USA Bible.
Dog, that's the most blasphemous shit I've ever seen, dog, in my life, dog. This motherfucker peddling Bibles.
So it's $59.99.
Who's the last nigga to peddle Bibles, dog?
That nigga is like one of the righteous gemstones or some shit.
The mega pastors don't even peddle Bibles, dog.
That's just slow money. That's like selling weed.
Nigga, what Bible costs $60?
A lot. Hey, yo, go cheap on the Lord's word.
$60 for a Bible, dog?
You get the leather-bound one. You want the silk ribbon that comes with it, right? We all want the silk ribbon. If you want to have the one that's got, now my Bible's got, a little thumbprint, so I could put my thumb on, 1 Corinthians and just skip all the other books and just be at Corinthians. Like, it's a nice Bible, dog. It's a nice Bible. It's got maps of where the Palestinians lived. Or used to until the Zionist Jews.
Okay, this is a regular leather front Bible, dog. I This ain't Gucci leather. This ain't got the thumbprint. This is the regular ass Bible, though. This is the boy that you it looked like the normal Bible that you get from the church pew when you go there and they got the Bibles art, the hymn book. Like, that's what it looked like, right?
I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna tell you why. Is y'all know what kind of tax breaks are in that Bible. Okay, you don't know what kind of secrets he tried to have. You over here casting judgment and casting aspersions and shit. Motherfucker tried to put you up on game. Okay?
Man, sit your ass down.
He tried to say, and the Lord said, use this loophole so you don't have to pay capital gains tax next year.
Guess what? I could get on Google and find the same shit, son.
You wish.
For free.
You wish.
For free.
You wish. Okay. If that is the case, nobody be paying taxes.
You gonna buy it?
Yeah.
You gonna buy it right now? Do it right now.
Huh?
Do it right now.
I'm gonna use a gift card. I'm gonna use an old gift card that I probably got laying around somewhere. And I'll get me a tribal.
And we're with the gold gym shoes too, okay?
You know what? I've been trying to get the gold gym shoes, man.
You probably pay aftermarket prices for them.
Nah, aftermarket. It's crazy. The resale prices on the Trump ones is crazy.
Yeah, real talk, though. I gotta admit to some shit, dog. So the other day, you know, Truth Social was going public, right?
You invested in that shit, didn't you?
I got in and got out, dog. I made me a couple dollars.
Hey, I got in on Reddit.
All right.
I was like, they don't sell shit, but niggas gonna let them fail.
Oh, that shit plummeting right now. DJ T-Night, it's plummeting right now. I got in and got out.
I'm done with that shit. So, shout out to fucking Trump Bibles.
No, not shout out to Trump Bibles.
Tribals. Bibles, shout out to the tribals.
Blasphemous bullshit.
Hey.
Malicious against good Americans.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
They stole that from Kanye,
didn't you? I didn't.
All right, can you put that on a t-shirt? Hell yeah. Election season's coming. I also need one for Democrats, a slander against Democrats, too. I don't like either one.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Robert Kennedy. I'm throwing my vote away. I don't fucking care. I'm throwing my vote away.
Obviously.
Gotta vote for somebody. Obviously. I'm not giving it to them.
Vote for me.
It's a turn. I'll write you in.
Right,
I'll write you in, you write me in.
There we go.
Then next year, we can run for city council or something.
Right, there we go.
If I was a politician, I'd be a great politician.
You would suck.
I wouldn't take no bribes.
You take all the bribes.
Not from the whites. I would take them from the blacks. I take them from the blacks, a little bit from the Hispanics. We're not always aligned, but I'm not taking
it. It depends on what city you in.
Yeah, if I'm on East Coast city, seriously,
you go to Chicago, man. Oh, Lord, boy.
Nah, I'm good. Okay, and in Texas too. The blacks and Mexicans don't really fuck with each other. So, but yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
Texas.
All right, man. You know, Marlon Wayans is going to court
for what?
Because he got a 1-year-old daughter named Brittany, and is her mother asking for more child support. She's already getting $18,000 a month.
Damn! How much more she need?
She wants it increased by another $20,000.
Damn, what this nigga do?
She said to match monthly expenses. What kid spends $40,000 a month? That's not enough Robux in the world for somebody to spend $40,000 a month.
Anybody knows me. No, I got the crazy Jordan obsession. I can't spend $40,000 a month, dog.
They don't have enough releases for you to spend $40,000 in a month. Like, my thing is like, no, Marlon Wayans is not like an A-list actor, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, is this
that. You're right, where's she going? She want to get $38,000 a month?
Where the fuck is she going to school? She got a security team?
I don't know, but where she think that this motherfucker getting this money from?
The Scary Movies 1 through 86?
It ain't had no scary movie in 20 years.
That shit be on fucking TBS all the time. He better be getting some motherfucking shit.
He ain't getting no $38,000 worth of child support, you know what I'm saying? Get that type of royalty.
A month.
Fuck that, dog. She tripping.
They got to put a cap on this shit. Like,
you gotta stop this, dog.
Yeah, because my thing is like, even if I make decent money, I don't give my kids everything. I take care of them. I'll be like, are you tapping the mic?
I might be fucking with that shit.
Okay,
yeah, my bad.
Yeah, I'm like, I keep hearing something thumping.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So I said, like, I pay for football. It goes, if you make good money, you probably live in a nice neighborhood that has good schools. Why the fuck do you need to send your kid to private school? It don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? That's why you pay a premium to live in a nice neighborhood that got good schools. But now he's like, oh, no, I want to live in a nice-ass neighborhood, and I want my kid to go private school. Nah, fuck that. It's one or the other. You can live in the slums and a kid can go to private school, or you can live in a nice neighborhood, you can't go to regular school.
That makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Because why would you want your kid to live in the slums?
That's her mother's fault. That's her mother's fault.
Okay. Okay. You go on about that, but go ahead.
That's her mother's fault.
Okay.
I would want my kid, but you don't want the kid to live with me. That's the thing. I bet you, if I was him, I'd go for custody. That's like, go for custody.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right.
Take it all. Take it all. Don't give her nothing. Anytime his crazy child support request, just go for full custody, dog. This is ridiculous. 40 grand of what? That's somebody's salary for the year.
That's somebody's salary for 10 years.
Yeah. You had 40.
Bring here, get your mic. Go ahead. What you got? Here. You can pull the stand closer to you if you want, but you know. Do you, man?
The gentleman who owns Amazon, I think she's getting like a $15 million or something a month, remember?
Oh, the Bezos?
The Bezos, yes. Yeah.
She got some $600 million.
A month.
No, it's not a month. She got a straight payout.
She just for child support?
Oh, for child. I thought you told her this in
general.
No,
he still has to pay child support. It's like, it's still got to pay
child support. Shit. I gave you $600 million. What the mean?
I thought she got more than that, though.
It's like,
more than that?
Yeah, she got some billies.
$400 million or something a month. So that she's asking for.
See, this is why Amazon's fucking charging extra for fucking no commercials in the movies and shit. And this is why I can't get my fuck. I got Prime, but now I got to pay an extra delivery fee.
Huh?
If you so you
get Prime,
yeah.
Oh, that's if you wanted like that same day.
Or nigga, it didn't matter before. Like
Prime is 2 day. Prime was always 2 day. Nah, nigga, so if you want 1 day, then you got to pay the 1 day price, son.
No, duh. It used to just be what it was going to be. And when you get there, it's either up to 2 days.
So what you said is that they shouldn't even offer you the next day then.
Don't even offer it to you. Just give it to me. What? I'm already paying $21.99.
Yeah, but you paid for the 2 day service.
And y'all don't give me enough content on fucking Amazon Prime. You over here talking about you want to pay extra. We gotta get Prime Plus skip commercials and shit.
I think that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I should be grandfathered in.
I should get everything for free.
I've been down with this Amazon Prime shit for 20 years, dog.
Netflix? I remember I was getting Netflix in the mail, nigga.
Oh yeah, I ain't never got at Netflix. I ain't never paid for that shit.
I forgot about that. I used to send you the DVDs. I naturally talk like this. Sorry.
No, I can hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
They be making me do it. I talk low too.
Yeah, well, you talk low into your shirt and then away from the mic and shit. Cause you try to be cool all the fucking time.
Hey, can't help it.
So yeah, man. So Marlon Wayans claims that he makes more than $200,000 a month and can afford to contribute more to her child care, grocery, and household expenses. So why are you complaining, then, nigga? $200,000 a month is that you make is good money, right? So it's $2.5 million a year, just rounding up.
Yeah.
The fuck? No, I'm still not spent. No, that's $500,000 a year. Y'all can just live with me. This is, you know what? Polygamy. This is where polygamy happens. So look, if I'm making $2.5 million a year, I'm buying a big ass piece of land. All the bitches that I got kids with having a house on it. They own house. They're not sharing. You get your own townhouse. Condo.
You still living on top of each other.
Now, if you outgrow that house, that's your fault, okay? Because I'm not having no more babies with you. You get 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. That's what you get, okay? Yard. I think that's a good deal. This child support shit is bullshit.
So you,
I feel like you live here.
Is your house on the same property? Like you got the big house, and you got all these little small slave houses.
I'm
like,
sure.
That's what you got.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right, there you go.
It's like Oprah and Gayle.
They get everybody go to the same school. Yep. Their kids grow up together.
They brothers and sisters.
Okay. So
the mamas can do whatever. They can fuck whoever they want. Like I don't want to be involved. Like I'm not gonna be able to see your house. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be able to see where you live. I just. I'm not paying 40 racks a month. That's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
You said it's just one kid.
This is one fucking kid.
How many kids you got, this, say?
Nah.
Okay.
But nigga, that's enough for 40 racks. 40? It's a down payment on a house a month. That's 12 houses a year that I could have bought with $40,000.
Yeah, that's shit crazy.
This is dumb. So,
Anyway, man.
What else we got popping out here today? Yeah, so Dollar Tree, I know everybody know about Dollar Tree.
What happened to Dollar Tree?
So they raising their prices.
Again?
Yeah.
So they're going to be the $2 tree?
$7 tree.
The $7 tree?
$7 tree.
Nationwide.
Hold on. Wait. Yeah. Everything in there is $7?
How did they explain
so,
it?
They said she would been giving it to you for $1 for shit. Time to ante up.
Duh, so it's going to be like they're going to increase prices to $7. So it used to be capped at like $5.
Right.
Now it's going to be up to $7.
Okay, so they have different items.
Yeah. But there. See, this is how they go. They go Spirit Airlines you. So remember, you used to go in and just buy a mop? Nope. You can buy the stick for $7, and then you buy the other bottom pop part, the mop part, for $7. So essentially, you buy
$14.
Well, you could have went to Meijer and got the shit for $8.
Duh, that's rough, B.
They do the same shit with the brooms. If they smart, they make sure the broomstick don't fit the mop stick and vice versa. And that's if they smart.
I thought that people were taking the broomsticks apart. I didn't know that they sold them separate. But you can't use the broom.
You can if you want to get on your hands and knees and sweep.
What you?
You can. It's. I wouldn't say it's efficient.
Somebody let their kid take all the brooms apart. And sometimes they don't have the sticks.
Yeah.
Sometimes they sell out of the sticks.
Yeah, because the sticks break.
Because they've been beating their kid with it.
No, that bitch is cheap.
Because, hey, I know. And they beat their kid with it.
And with the mop sticks, you get wet, they rust out. No bullshit. No bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck Family Dollar. Five Below, all of y'all. They are closing 900 stores.
Dollar Tree just bought Family Dollar, didn't they?
Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar?
They're by the same pair.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they are closing 900 stores. So, there's going to be a lot of poor people without jobs and a place to shop.
Damn, $7?
That's a lot, B.
That is a lot. That's a lot, man. I mean, to be Dollar General, like, you're going to go in there and get, like, one aluminum pan and shit going to be $7?
It'll probably be the double one with the plastic cover.
That shit still ain't $7, B.
Up to $7.
Up to $7. Oh, okay. I think you said everything will be $7. Nah. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, not every, like, the obviously, but like chips ain't gonna be $7. Hopefully,
I really was like, wait a minute, man. I know you can buy bacon
up to
$7.
Yeah, it used to be $5. Now it's
so now everything will be $5.
I mean, shit, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make it seem like, yeah, it ain't $7.
Hey, I mean, shit.
They need to change the name,
right? It's a multi dollar tree,
like money tree. Nigga, yeah. It can be any dollar amount,
man. Cheap shit tree, that's that shit,
right?
For real.
Guess how much you gonna pay, Tree?
Right. So, y'all heard what happened with Stellantis? Especially since we in Detroit. Did y'all hear what happened with Stellantis employees yesterday?
For those people that don't know, Stellantis is Chrysler.
Stellantis?
Yeah, it was Chrysler, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
The report says Stellantis.
I know, motherfucker.
So stop correcting me.
I'm not correcting you.
It sounded like he was correcting me.
I'm not in that one.
No,
it's like, he's right, but
it's
I'm
like
not
LeBron's right. Or Nikes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Who did what?
It's like LeBron's or Nikes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the same thing.
No, it's not.
All right, dog.
Well, I kind of understood it because I didn't know Stellantis was Chrysler. I thought it was a vendor.
Stellantis bought Chrysler. So Chrysler was owned by Stellantis. So he just called it Stellantis.
There you go.
I didn't also know they bought them by buying up their shares.
Right, exactly. So it's like the car ain't gonna say Stellantis. Yeah. It's gonna say Chrysler.
Who the fuck wants to buy a Stellantis? It's too hard to say.
Anyway, dog, go on with the story.
I'm just saying, because they come up here with like, oh, dog.
Still gonna say Chrysler. Because people might be like, well, who the fuck is Stellantis?
Because it'll be Hyundai.
The people might be like, who the fuck is Stellantis? Right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, maybe. What happened?
All right, so yesterday at 8 p.m., 400 employees got an email telling them they was fired.
What?
Damn. Yeah. Straight up?
Yep.
I got an email saying, asking me if I was still interested.
Really?
Yesterday.
That's
crazy. Yesterday. Yep. Damn. I filled out the paperwork. It's like, why not? You know, put me back on the list.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So they, Stellantis.
The day before yesterday.
Yeah. Stellantis is, as of March 31st, they are planning to fire 2% of the engineering, technology, and software positions. Thanks, AI. This is all AI. I'm telling you right
now. No doubt.
I saw an AI program that can fix its own software engineering bugs.
That's scary.
Yeah. I think it was like, yo, I did this shit today. This was my job. And I just watched AI do my job.
Wow.
In half the time. Not even half the time, like a fraction. I typed a
paper
time.
In 2 minutes.
You know, I did 10 policies in an hour.
I love it. ChatGPT. Love it.
Man, it's just
I'm going to have a book by the end of the year.
Look, there we go.
Project management is probably the only thing that's about to save me right now. Like, and hardware break fix. You got to be handy. You can't. Niggas going to have to go back to getting regular ass jobs like car mechanic, garbage man.
Yeah.
It's because AI can't do physical labor yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Right. They don't have robots that do it.
Good money safely. Now. Like for CNAs, they're paying $30 in Ohio.
Wow. Damn, that's only 9 months worth of work.
$30 an hour.
I mean, school. Yeah. Like 9 months worth of school. That's crazy.
Because they don't have anybody to do the manual jobs anymore.
Yeah. Electricians get stupid bread, especially once you get past your apprenticeship.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if my kids say he don't want to go to college, you ain't got to go to military. Come on, let's pick a trade.
Right.
Yep. Let's go ahead.
And 2 years ago.
Yep. Let's go ahead and learn how to paint, do construction work, something. Drive a forklift.
Yeah.
So, we got New York charging a congestion tax for being in the city. So, not only do you got to pay the toll to get into the city, they charge you to basically be in the city.
How do they do that? Like, what do you mean they charge you to be in the city?
Like, so,
you got an app on your phone and be like, hey, yo, ding, ding.
I
like,
know you're there.
Deposit more money into your account.
I'm assuming that they probably catch you when you come across any of the bridges or tunnels into the city.
So it's just going to be mad traffic.
It's already mad traffic.
I mean, man, like
that's why they charge a congestion tax, allegedly.
Yeah, but isn't like collecting another toll? Or isn't that going to back more people up?
I don't know. They got to pay it at once. So cars are going to be $15 extra during the day, $3.75 at night, motorcycles $7.50, $1.75, trucks between $24 and $36 during the day, $6 and $9 at night. And taxi drivers will see $1.25 surcharge per ride, while Uber and Lyft drivers will pay $2.50.
Damn, man.
Wow. What if you can't pay it?
Yo, best stay in Jersey or Connecticut. That's the only option you got. You better stay in Jersey or Connecticut. Public employees who drive private cars to work, like first responders and teachers, are not exempt. The NTA expects to generate at least $1 billion per year from the fees to make needed repairs and upgrades to the transit system. Protesters claim the fee will hurt low-income workers that travel downtown for work. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. So you want to tax the people that drive their own vehicles and use that money to fix the transit system?
You know,
that's fucked up, dog. Like, I can see me saying you're going to use it to fix the roads or the bridges or something like that, but you say I'm driving my shit, right? I gotta pay you to drive my shit, and you're going to use that money to fix the transit shit that I don't use. Why don't you tax the motherfuckers that use the transit shit?
Well, you know where this is coming from, right? It's the migrants.
What?
So you know New York has got all those migrants that got sent over here and they've been putting them up in all these hotels and shit for months. They've been giving them $600 each a month.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just because they don't like the food, so they can go buy their own food. And they try to spend it like, oh, you know, we're giving them money to spend local. This is where the taxes come. You got to pay for it. And New York was already strapped. So now, we're going to pay for you to be here. It already costs $100 to park in New York. Like, to park for the... If you go to a hotel and you want to get your car parked, because they give you an option. They'd be like, hey, you can park in the hotel for $75 a day, or you can try to find your own parking. If you try parking a lot, and they stack your car on top of each other, so you'd be like five cars up, that should be about $80 to $100 a day.
Wow. Okay.
Crazy. And then you can't park on the street because about 5-6 fucking signs that give you instructions that contradict with each other. And that's before you even get to street sweeping. This is not worth even owning a car living anywhere within 15 miles
of Manhattan. So what they going to do if everybody just said, all right, fuck it, we're going to take the transit system. Now you ain't got
overcrowded.
Now you ain't got no money to pay for to fix the transit shit because everybody's not driving, right?
The ridership would go up, so they would make money that way. Either way, they're going to win. Yeah, so. You can't beat the system, bro. Even if you ferry in, you still getting caught. Like, you done.
Start walking.
You got to start breaking dock fees. Start boating over. Okay.
Give me one electric scooters, man. Pop out the back. Beep. Oh,
$0.75.
They didn't tax those.
Nah, they didn't.
Because those are becoming real popular. Or the bikes, electric bikes and stuff.
They didn't tax the electric bikes. Okay. They didn't tax the scooters.
There you go.
You can't ride that bitch over the bridge. Like,
also, you can't ride in the wintertime, so you're going to have to pay it.
I'm going to have a sweet one, nigga. They should go ahead.
That's fine. They only go a max about 12 miles before they cut off. Like, your ass going to be stuck on the fucking BQE talking about.
I'm not going to be Mookie the Coward. I'm out of Tony Stark.
You have a gas-powered fucking... Now they go charge your ass like a motorcycle. It's exactly what they're gonna do.
License plate, dog. Where you gonna find? How you gonna find me?
I thought Chicago was high in their parking, but $100.
Yeah, that shit, the white boys said that shit pop right out their backpack, nigga, like a sword. Niggas like, they hop on me, be out and shit. I'm like, nah, that's gangster sounding.
Dog, I'm done.
You like, damn, where she come from, dog?
That shit funny tastes.
Throw that shit on the ground, that shit just come up like transform and shit. Nigga, you be like, damn, nigga.
Yeah, you remember alright, I'll go to the next subject because we got a lot to cover. So you remember the Little Rascals?
Yeah.
So you remember that bank scene where it was like three of them in a big suit trying to get money from a bank, like trying to get bank money?
Yeah.
So they got these three kids that got arrested, and they've been dubbed the Little Rascals for trying to rob a bank. They're 11, 12, and 16 years old.
What are they trying to rob a bank with?
They were trying to rob a Wells Fargo. They wrote a threatening note to the bank teller and then fled on foot with an undisclosed stash of cash. It's unclear if they were armed.
Man, the motherfuckers all die packs, dog. Just look for three blue little motherfuckers. They laying Smurfs out this bitch, dog. Yeah, them robbers.
So they didn't even have to do that because the parents snitched on them. The parents of two of the boys identified them after the FBI released photos and called the agency, and the third boy was identified by authorities. If the trio is found guilty, they could face juvenile prison until they're 19 or probation until they're 18. The 16-year-old can be tried as an adult.
Damn.
He the one caught a bad one. He caught a bad one because he don't go to grown man prison. I bet you they black. I don't know their names, but I feel like niggas did this shit, watched Little Rascals and said, you know what, this is a good idea.
They didn't say how they robbed them.
They said they just passed the bank teller a note.
Oh, shit, man. They ain't got no gun, so, you know. Right.
It might have been cut out of paper.
Letters was backwards and shit. Yeah, you know?
It sounds like a ransom note.
Money was spelled with a U.
M-U-N-E.
M-U-N-Y. M-U-N-I-E.
Yeah, man, this shit get out of control, though.
What the hell, man? I wouldn't even give him the money. I'm like, nigga, do you. Straight up, little nigga, do you. I'm tired of this shit. Smack the shit out of one of the little motherfuckers.
I would have fired the teller. Like, you gave these kids.
I mean, that's what they're trained to do, but it's straight up. But I'm like, you really, these little motherfuckers? Like, oh, there we go.
This is what I give them the pat, be like, yo, there's a dye pack in it. Cut it from the bottom. Die packs on the top, cut it from the bottom, let the money fall out.
Nah, I wouldn't have told him shit. Like, here you go, buddy.
If you bold enough to rob a bank, yeah, like, just, I want my cut.
So, did they put the jacket on and all that stuff?
Nah, I don't know. It doesn't give me that, but they just called them the Little Rascals because there's three kids that robbed the bank, and then the Little Rascals has three kids in a coat.
Yeah.
Trying to essentially rob a bank.
That's stupid as hell, dog.
That's crazy.
Hey, shit, man. Where was they?
It's a nonviolent crime, though. So
yeah, technically, it was nonviolent. It's not armed robbery. It's just robbery. It's grand theft.
It is federal.
Yeah, because he robbed a bank. It's federal. Oh, he's going to Club Fed.
Dude, he ain't about to deal with these.
You know, he's gonna come back out as a supervillain. Right. That 16-year-old.
They ain't gonna charge him as an adult.
Yes, they will.
Did they go to a different prison?
They can, but I don't think they will.
I think they will, because okay. I bet you he was supposed to be babysitting. So now you're in look, he was child somebody. Yep,
exactly. But it wasn't like he came in the bank and was like, yacht, yacht. You know what I'm saying? Give me the money, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. He would have. He would have. That's crazy. He would have, though. That's the problem.
You better act like he came to shy. I blew everybody on the motherfucking floor. You know?
Hey. Just be thankful they watched Little Rascals and not Dead Presidents. That's all. Because then it's a whole different story. My daddy got guns. Now you got a whole other situation.
You know what? I don't even think it was either one of them. If you go pass them a note, they got to give you the money. All right.
I think they're going to try that 16-year-old as an adult. One of their parents is going to be like, well, he was supposed to be watching them. Now he's endangered a child. And they go put him in Club Fed. When he go to Club Fed, he gonna meet all these other super criminals. Cause you're still impressionable at 16. Mm-hmm. And when you go to federal prison, you did some real shit. That's white collar crime.
All right, how you know the 16-year-old ain't slow? He just, you know,
he gonna be smart today.
I never know, dog.
Somebody gonna take him under his wing. What's that fucking movie where the nigga took him and taught him all kinds of shit while he was in jail?
But he might have extra chromosome.
All right, dog. I'm not jumping down this rabbit hole with you today, bro. I'm just not like.
All right,
I don't have the energy for it. Just like you in space.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So we got a pastor out of Houston, Texas, going to prison for pretending to be a bishop and using the title to trick 10 different women into marrying him. Some of them at the same time.
Wait a minute.
So it was together. They got married together. They was like.
Well, not as a throuple or nothing, but like we got like 10 different weddings.
It was a pastor pretending to be a bishop.
He's pretending to basically be a pastor.
Wait a minute.
He was
somebody just pretending to be a pastor. Period.
Yeah. So like,
okay, I thought he was a pastor church member. Pretending to be a bishop.
Right. So he would go and visit black churches across the country, introduce himself as the Pentecostal preacher or pastor, and the founder of several churches. Prosecutors say that nigga. Yes.
I am that nigga.
He gained the trust and married at least 10 women over a 20-year span for financial security, food, and housing. He also regularly asked for money from his wives as he traveled the country spreading the gospel. He married women in Kentucky, Virginia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Delaware, and Texas. It came to an end after he married a third woman just months after he was put on probation for being married to two women at the same time.
Wait a minute, what?
Fake marriages. Like, he'll go through the ceremony and then not file the paperwork. You get what I'm saying? So, like, we got married, but we signed it, but
so
I didn't turn it in.
Put on probation, though. Like,
so once, I guess he got married while, he's already married to his, I guess, real wife. And they found out, so they put him on probation for bigamy. And while he's on probation, he married a third person. And so now he's going to jail for 3 years.
So he filed that paperwork.
Yeah, dumbass. Yeah. I bet she filed it. She probably filed that shit. Like, yeah, I'll take it. He's like, I'll take it.
Nah, he should have went on vacation. As soon as she said, I'm going to file, he's like, all right, I'll be back.
Well, where's the church? Like, did he have members? Or
there was no church. There was no he would just make up a church.
But
he would just show up and be like, I am
the first
from...
lady, though.
Huh?
How are they the first lady? You sitting me
no, there's no church.
No, I get what she's saying. She's like, he was visiting churches, right?
Saying he was a pastor,
right? So how long were you visiting these churches to meet these women to marry him? Where was you doing this at? Like,
that's a good point. That's good. And where was your church?
That's what I just now yeah, seeing. Right. Like, where was the church?
Because I didn't think about how that you had to actually be around long enough to run game.
Yeah. Something smells fishy.
Mm-hmm. And is that a federal crime? Because you now pretended you—that's embezzlement, right, or something?
No, he's only in trouble for being married to multiple people.
And you know, other people gave him money.
Yeah, they did, but you can't charge
for the church.
That. Maybe. But that, nobody filed for that.
I mean, Trump got a Bible, so I guess it doesn't really matter anymore.
Not in America.
Only in America.
Only in America does God not matter. All right. Diddy do it.
Man, the diddler.
The diddler. Wow. Diddler. So Diddy's mansions in L.A. and Miami were raided by Homeland Security. This feels like an overreach already. the feds could be seen removing computers and electronics from the house. Sources describe the investigations focused on possible sex trafficking offenses or violations of the Travel Act, which prohibit interstate or foreign travel for the purposes of a sex act. So they just can't go on vacation to fuck. That's what that shit says to me.
Not young girls.
It didn't say young girls. It just says you can't travel, foreign travel, for the purpose of a sex act.
So you can't go on vacation. You can't go to Jamaica.
So going to hedonism seems like that would be a federal crime.
Anyway.
Wow. All right. On March 25th, producer Little Rod Jones amended a lawsuit that he filed against Diddy, claiming a rapper, Young Miami, and models Jade Ramey and Daphne Joy, 50 Cent's baby mama, were hired as sex workers by Diddy. Jones claims that Diddy bragged about sending the women monthly allowances and paying their bills. The women deny the claims. Now, to me, this just sounds like a sugar baby. Mm-hmm. Diddy's like 50-something years old. He's a billionaire, or flirting with billionaire status. And he got a couple fancy girlfriends. You think they got to work? No. Young Miami wouldn't even have to rap if she really wanted to just die.
Yeah.
So, I don't know,
man. That,
oh, know. And to answer, sorry, to piggyback the last story, he had fake websites about the churches. That's how he was scamming.
Huh. Okay. You think somebody would have gave a church call?
All right.
Well, they somebody did.
Went to his phone.
Somebody.
Oh, this is Pastor Beauchamp.
Beauchamp.
All right, so yeah, back to Diddy, though. This shit is fucking crazy. They raided this nigga's house because he got girlfriends that he take care of.
That ain't why they raided his house, man.
That's not why they looking for
shit. That's just what...
Oh, I know they looking for shit.
That's just all that the news is reporting, man. Trust me, man.
He is in something.
I think it's Diddy, that Daily On shit.
Diddy did something, man. Like, I ain't trying to say that Diddy...
Someone off.
First off, people already talked about Diddy parties, man. You know, I don't know what to be true, but they, I don't know, man. Like,
I haven't been to one of those Eyes Wide Shut parties these though, but I've been to one of the rooftop parties.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. I don't know, but he pissed off the wrong person. That's what happened. It's just like a Scarface. Remember that scene in Scarface when he was supposed to get close to the car so our man could set the bomb off and shit? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what fucked him. Like, that's what Diddy did. He was supposed to do
something. Why are you talking too hard?
Right. Thought he was bigger than the system. And he was like, all right, we'll show your motherfucking ass.
Cassie was his warning.
Yeah,
the Cassie went. The Cassie loss was his warning.
Hey, dog, that's what got it going, dog. Because my man, she was like, I won 30. He was like, man, here go 100. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You go 100. Shut the fuck up. And she went away, too. You ain't heard nothing, nigga. She off on the island somewhere chilling. She like,
her and her husband.
Dog, they was gone, dog. You ain't heard nothing since. They still ain't talking about that shit, dog.
Her husband was the one that told her to do it.
Right.
He's like, yeah, you better get this money and get the fuck out of here. And she's like, okay.
Somebody came in and was like, listen, this was about to happen.
Yep.
And Cassie was probably like, no, I don't want to do it.
And husband's like, 30 what? All right. Yeah, you're going to file that paperwork, bitch.
The next day, dog. So you
the next day.
So you that was the fucking most guiltiest shit ever. The next day you get a, you say I want 30. You give him 100 the next day.
It was only
like immediately.
It only took the next day because of the amount of money that nigga would have paid it. He'd have cashed that her ass. He would have. I got it in liquid right now. Here you go.
So what? No, like that. He gave it to her the next day.
Nigga, that shit's bananas. I think it's the fucking him suing Diageo because they got all those liquor brands and they got a big reputable company. They started suing them, and that's when all this shit went downhill, dog.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, because I think they also do Fendi or Gucci, something like that. They do a lot of high end brands and liquors.
Hey. Okay, and that's kind of making sense now. Like, so, who did he piss off?
But yep. Ciroc and De Leon, his two biggest liquors.
Yeah.
And they're two biggest sellers because they sell more than Hennessy.
They kicked him out.
Yeah. Like, they booed him. He's suing them.
Hmm.
And then all of a sudden, boop, Cassie, boop, Homeland Security.
Boop, sell revolt.
Yeah. Sell revolt to somebody.
Wow.
Just so you get some cash, bro. Yeah, you get
the fuck out of here. Now he in Cape Verde.
He out. Man, that motherfucker took the fuck off, dog. Nigga was out, hey, dog.
When niggas be like, yo, you need an exit plan, that motherfucker had it. He said, fuck the kid.
That nigga say cold. Everybody. That nigga say cold. Gas up the pace.
So he left the country. He left his kids.
Yeah, he's in handcuffs. They was in Miami at the Miami mansion. They got me in handcuffs and shit.
He left
the fuck kids. That motherfucker's at Cape Verde or there's no extradition.
But they tried to get him at the airport. They didn't try to get him at the airport, but they held him up at the airport. It was like, am I under arrest? You got a warrant for my arrest? If not, you got to let me go. You know what I'm saying?
He got his lawyer was on the plane.
Because somebody got arrested. One of his people got arrested. But he was able to, I'm out. That boy got on that plane was gone.
Yeah, once that shit in the air, you gone, dog. That's it. That's it. And you got it the money. You could have been like, yo, y'all know Kate Verde ain't got no bread. He come get a fucking president, man, $1 million, nigga.
He about
good.
To fuck up the economy, dog.
Hell yeah, he is.
He's about like, nigga, to fuck up the economy, dog.
He gonna start making tequila out of Cape Verdean tea leaves, nigga. Like, he gonna start doing something. I'm telling you. Nigga, he a billionaire. Yeah. He a billionaire.
What that mean? He probably ain't got access to that shit, though.
I bet he got access to at least a solid 40%.
Cause you gotta think, 40%. Nah, man. Cause you gotta think, his billion was wrapped up in stocks and investments and blah blah blah.
So you have access to the stocks and investments. You can always liquidate. That's what he's doing. He's selling the gold. He's gonna have to liquidate his shares in the fucking Ciroc and De Leon.
They already done. What you talking about? He already out.
They'll liquidate all his music shit, but he got.
He still got Bad Boy.
Yeah, all the records that he owns still.
Yeah. He gonna have it, but I don't know. Hopefully he can get it down there. We're at Cape Verde. Shit.
He's in a country with no extradition, so they're looking for something criminal, basically, for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just waiting for it. They're trying to get it to stick.
And Russell Simmons same way. They're like, shit. They out.
Russell Simmons needs to stay where the fuck he at.
He is
in trouble.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want to put that shit on Diddy because he was trying to come back home. He's like, shit.
Diddy did it. Uncle Mark ain't do it. Hey, I just hope they don't Epstein the kid.
I think it's a witch hunt. I think he might be. I know Diddy's eccentric. Like, nigga's retarded. I feel like when you get to a certain level of money and wealth, you just you lose a filter.
Mm-hmm. You know? Don't you hear what he used to do with Cassie?
Yeah, nigga out of control.
Yeah, he'd be like, go get the nigga with the big dick. That's how shit this nigga was on, dog. Dude's on a whole different type of time, dog. Hey. Yeah, I'm gonna watch.
So he would watch Cassidy.
Yeah.
He would source niggas for her and tell her to pick the nigga the fuck.
Okay. See, I don't have TV, so I'm a little out the loop. I just read when I catch stuff, but
okay,
that's a different kind of king.
That's like a premier cuckold or some shit. Like, you don't pick a random nigga at Angel Entertainment. You got niggas flowing in for you.
Pick right, the one with the right. big dick.
Hey, damn.
No, Diddy. Damn, I don't know. It was a wild boy, man. Whatever he did is whatever he did.
But he didn't have to use his girlfriend. He could have just used other women.
Man, he right.
He wanted to use his
booty. It wasn't the same. Didn't hit the same.
10 years she stayed with that.
Hey.
Maybe she... I would like to think she had to like it.
That's what I would like to think.
Some part of her enjoyed the thrill of it.
Or some people are just broken and... Yeah, you know, got the money there, you do anything you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You put there's up a lot of bullshit. But...
No to. Like, there's nobody's going to say no because everybody knows who you are and mm-hmm. they know who you're dating.
Yep.
Nobody's like to have that type of power.
You get a whole career off that just yeah. because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And her, she wasn't that talented. She's
no, just, not at all.
Pretty. And yeah, she's a regular Puerto Rican. She's just regular Puerto Rican bitch. Like, it's not... Whatever, man. I'm not trying to be a hater. She just looked like a regular Puerto Rican to me. All right. We got a couple Am I the Assholes.
Okay.
So, this was called Should I Help? My girlfriend, who's 27, spends every dime she gets. She never saves. Even though she works, I pay the majority of the bills. She still asks me every month for money. She's driving her dad's old car, but decided to buy a new car with a $575 note. She recently told me she's 2 months behind on her car payment and asked me to pay it. I hope it gets repo to teach her a lesson. Am I the asshole if I don't help?
No.
Say that again.
This bitch got a job. He paid all the fucking bills. And then she decided to go from not having a car note to having a $600 a month car note that she is now 2 months behind on.
And she's working.
Yeah, full time.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You are not the asshole.
No. Yeah, you gotta let her go too.
Yeah.
Let the father come repo the daughter.
For actually paying that.
Right, you're enabling the bad behavior, yeah. which is assholish.
Assholism.
Her father should come pick her up.
He gonna have to. She don't have no car.
Yeah, you come pick her up and take her back home. Take her stuff too.
Right.
Like, you wilding today. Like, nah, you better start stripping.
OnlyFans.
For real, OnlyFans or something. You better get OnlyFans, start putting your fucking toes on there or something.
Oh, I forgot right. about mine. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have to get into that. What? You have to get into that. You got OnlyFans.
Hey, COVID, when it hit, I panicked a little bit.
Okay.
What's it ain't
your,
for me.
What's on your OnlyFans?
I took it down. It ain't for me.
Did you collect your money before you left?
No, it's still sitting here. I felt a little ashamed. Like, I'm going to get out here and do this DoorDash. I can't.
Man, get that money.
Mm-mm. Shit.
Look, but I forgot about it. I don't need that little $100.
There you go. That's like... I guess I could take a guess.
I was thinking about doing OnlyFans. I didn't think the buyer would pay to see men.
I was going to get OnlyFans. I was going to do like some beard life shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just going to be my beard. Like, that's it. Dude. You know what I'm saying? Just doing random shit. Cool. Eating fruit and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let it drip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
I didn't ask you to watch it, motherfucker. It ain't funny. What you talking about?
I don't want to hear the description of your channel, nigga. I don't want to hear that shit. I know this is disgusting.
I'm hoping it will repulse you.
No,
man.
I was like, I can see it.
See?
Yeah. I'm kind of in the beard, so.
Hey, y'all didn't discuss this shit without me. I always.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I'd be like LL Cool J with peaches and shit. They'd be like, no, nigga, no.
Nah, I can't do peaches, dog. Like, I got like a real... thing with watching motherfuckers eat peaches, dog. I can't do that shit, dog.
He can't edit his own video.
Get you some real juicy, let that shit drip down your beard, man. Yeah, motherfuckers will pay for that shit, dog.
He's still talking to me about this shit. I asked him not to talk to me about his fucking chair. I specifically asked this shit.
Getting the little droplets and stuff like
that. See, she gets it.
All right. That's all on the same page. This is like, man.
Oh, shit.
No Diddy, bro.
All right, man. What's your asshole story, dog? Oh, shit.
It's wild today. Y'all are on one today. This one's called It's Not My Baby. Oh, no. I thought you said
something. It's not mine's.
I've been married to my husband for 5 years. He already had a daughter that is now 25. She's a daddy's girl and expects her to do everything for her. She recently had a baby and the father dumped her. She's been living with us and needs to go back to work in a couple weeks. Her father came to me and asked me to take a leave of absence from my job to take care of her baby. She says she needs to start her career as a teacher and doesn't trust daycare. My husband said he can't quit or cut his hours because he pays the mortgage for the house. Blah, 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 blah. She said, hell no. And now they're calling her selfish. They're asking her to stop working until the kids go to school, and that's 5 years away. Am I the asshole if I don't do this?
Hold on, that ain't even her daughter.
No.
Man,
she's step grandma.
Dog, she ain't get the fuck out of here with that shit, dog. Man, hell no, dog. You know what I mean? I'm gonna stop working. Take care of hell no. Hell no. What the fuck people be thinking about, dog?
As a teacher, she's not even gonna make that much money.
Exactly. The math ain't. Are you gonna talk about you gonna get your in 5 years? What your career gonna be?
Are you doing TikToks in the classroom just like the rest of the teachers?
No, you doing OnlyFans, trying not to get fired.
Right.
She probably can't do that. The nigga left her. She's probably ugly.
Well, I ain't gonna necessarily say that now.
I'm gonna say it. You left her and the baby that young that you just now going back to work. You was either pain in the ass or you was a mistake. Because niggas at least try. Like most of the time, nigga at least try to get through the pregnancy in the first few months to see if this will work out. At least because you know, especially if you get a boy, like you try to at least be around. Nigga, if that nigga dipped, she ain't even hit her 6 weeks to go back to work yet. That nigga said, fuck out of here. What's wrong with her, dog? That's just my opinion. This is my opinion. Because the niggas I know hang around at least till like the nigga won. At least, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong here. Do you have children?
I do.
Did your child's father stay around?
Yeah.
While you was pregnant in at least the first couple months while you had to be, even if y'all aren't together now.
But yeah, we were married.
You see?
Yeah.
See, there you go. I'd ask you, but you're not for a microphone. So, that's all I'm just saying. Like, she's the pain in the ass. She was the problem. And now she's creating more problems for people that don't have nothing to do with her. Not to say don't have nothing to do with her, but it's like, yo, I got to quit my job, dude.
But you know what? It's one thing for her to ask the grandmother to do that. But her father asked her. You know,
you're not even woman enough to do it.
Yeah, why would you want your wife to take off work to nah, man. Where her mama at?
That's a good question.
Where's her mama?
That's a good question. We're probably broke.
Where her mama? Like, nah, man. You got these kids. You got a job. You got to figure out a way to get them to daycare. I don't give a fuck what you trust. Or, are they going to pay the grandma to take off?
No, of course not. Because she don't trust daycare either. She going to pay them.
So you ain't gonna pay the grandma. Hold on, you ain't gonna pay the grandma. Granddaddy probably gonna divorce her.
I'm saying, why he gotta divorce the grandma
in 5 years after she had took care of the kids?
Why would he divorce her?
He's an asshole.
Wow. Okay.
Well, he probably gonna divorce her.
He's an asshole.
That she said no.
Take off work. Shit. That's he be mad because he got to take care of her.
He definitely an asshole for asking her to take off. I feel like the daughter's definitely spoiled. She's probably one of those spoiled kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, she
had two kids.
She's probably whack. It's just one.
It's just one of her.
I don't know. I don't have that information. If they're white,
like to know if they're black or white.
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like it's a black.
This is some white people shit.
I don't think that's white people shit. Because I think the white stepmom would have been like, yeah, sure, that's my grandbaby. Black stepmom, like, hold the fuck up.
I don't know. I don't know, dog. I mean,
that's my grandbaby.
I don't know, dog. It's a white grandma's like, hell no.
Yeah, ones that got to really work.
I ain't fucking take care of that bastard.
Hey, I feel you. I don't think this it. I think they black. She would have.
They didn't say what state they was from. They didn't say that. Okay. I'm going to say they white, man, because that sounds like some white people shit, man.
I feel like the only assholes, though, is the daughter.
Because ain't no, hell nah.
Yeah, the daughter.
You got two income household. You about to be like, hey, man, you start working.
Yeah, we about to cut to one household income.
Nah.
A teacher and a baby now in the house.
Nah,
I'm cool. And you know she probably ain't even going to provide lunch for this little nigga.
They don't even know what all the people back in their house. Once they go, they go. They don't come back.
That's why I feel like they black. White people take their kids back all the time.
Right, that's why I say they white.
No, that's why I'm saying black, because she's saying, nah, hell no, I don't want this fucking kid in my house.
No, the mama is, but you know.
Somebody in this situation black. Somebody. It might be the stepmom.
The stepmom black.
Yeah, exactly. She's definitely black.
She's the stepmom like black, but the husband and daughter white.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you want me to take care of what, cracker child?
No. Hey, Maddie. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Shit.
All right. You could be calling me to fucking help. You eat my shit, nigga. Remember that scene she made the bitch eat her shit? Shit pie? It's crazy. My son doesn't like his cousin because she picks on him until he cries or hides. Bitch ass. I planned a birthday party for my son and didn't invite her. The day of the party, my sister and the girl showed up with my parents. My son was upset, but I told him to ignore her. She then ruined the party, played games with the other kids, but screamed and yelled. This is a long ass story. Screamed and yelled. She's basically a brat. Hey, what's going on? She then went into the kitchen and threw the party snacks on the floor because the other kids didn't want to play with her anymore. I ended the party early and sent everyone home. And then I planned a small bowling party the next weekend to make it up to my son. My sister and parents called to say I'm cruel for excluding her from the second party. Am I an asshole?
Nah, because guess what? If that's my nephew or whatever, and he come over to my house and he fuck up my shit, I'm punching motherfucker in the chest, dog. I guarantee you, you brought that little motherfucker to my house. He under my rules right now, Cap. Right. I told you to chill out. Now, either I'm going to beat your dirty ass or I'm going to beat your ass. So something's going to happen today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My family, I don't fuck around. They already know about me, dog. I will fuck one of them little niggas up, dog. You disrespect? Nah.
I snatch your whole kid up.
But remember when my little cousins disrespect their mama in front of me, I'm fuck them up right then and there. Like, that's just it. You know what I'm saying? They know it.
Am I just, these asshole stories are people feeling guilty for setting boundaries?
Yeah, that's what
it sounds like.
Okay, because I'm like, who is writing these stories? Send him home.
Because people are saying they're asshole because they died. I was clearly setting boundaries, or they don't want to bend over backwards.
We're not used to setting, boundaries for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, man, go for that bully shit. Guess what? That's your cousin. All right. We got to fuck her up, dog.
Fuck your cousin.
Hey, you better fuck your cousin up real quick.
They fought.
Where's Paul? I would jump my own cousin, dog. I wouldn't even care. Yeah. I would get the other cousins and be like, yo, fuck her.
But I'll tell you what's funny.
Jump her. Take 9 and 10.
Yeah.
What's funny is, though, shit, man, you were talking about your cousin used to terrorize me. Shit, my cousin used to terrorize me. He was older than me, though. He was way older than me.
Nah, I didn't get terrorized.
Oh, man, we used to get it.
There's a nigga that lived across the street from my grandmother that used to terrorize me. Because he was old, like 2 years older than me. So he would terrorize me, but me and his younger brother were friends. So then when my cousins would come over, I just had him jump him. They would literally really fuck him up. But you keep fucking with me. Every time you fuck with me, you know they're going to be here this weekend, and we're just going to come right across the street and fuck you up. Eventually, it stopped.
Right.
So, but yeah, people got to set boundaries, man. You can't be...
No, like, right, you let your kid come over here and just fuck shit up, run amok, Like, why would I invite you over to my shit if you're going to keep on disrespecting? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because either, because like you just said, one of two things going to happen. Like, maybe I'm going to quit inviting you over. Or if you do come over, I'm going to whoop your ass when you violate.
Yep.
Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So and I wish you'd tell your parents.
And then after I whoop your ass, you ain't going to come over anyway. So I just don't invite you to begin with it. We ain't got to have another step to deal with. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'll tell you right now, I tell everybody before they come drop their kid off, they want to drop their kid off, play with my kid, whatever. Like, look, I treat your kid like I treat my kid.
That was my disclaimer as well.
So your kid start acting up, I'm beat the shit out your kid. But if my kid over your house, I expect you to treat my kid the same way. When they get out of line, you get them back on that path. That's just it.
Yeah,
if you got a problem with it, let me know now so you can stay here with your child. Or you can take them with you.
Right.
And normally they'd be like, I don't give a fuck. And then I don't have no problem with their kids.
Yeah.
So.
And I say it in front of the kid too.
Yep. Yep. Because I don't play. I drop kick the shit out of a child. And then I will wait for your parents to come get drop kicked too.
See, that's why I had kids, man. I gotta deal with that shit, man. I gotta deal with none of that madness.
Yeah, you lucked up. This guy's good and bad. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's a pain in the ass.
I don't just deal with it.
Yeah, there it is. It's a thankless job. You know, my kid forgot my birthday.
Yeah, of course he's a kid.
The youngest one got me a gift.
Oh, you talking about
me at 8:30 in the morning for my birthday.
You talking about Jay?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the one I paid for college for.
Damn.
This one makes it worse, right? I'm out at dinner, calls my fiance, and ask her for some stuff about an internship. And she's like, oh, no, I'm just out having dinner with your dad for his birthday, like trying to remind him without reminding him. I was like, don't remind him. Then, oh, okay. 2 seconds later, I get a phone call. And I'm like, you forgot, didn't you? He's like, no, I didn't forget. It's just a bit. I was like, it's okay. You forgot. Like, yeah, I fucked up. I'm sorry.
My kids don't know my birthday.
Are you serious?
Nope.
Wow.
They just know I'm born in January.
How old are your kids?
32, 20, 29, 24, 23.
Oh, wow. You're aging gracefully.
Thank you.
Because if you said 30, so I'm like, what?
Right, you know what?
Yeah. That's crazy.
So they don't know my birthday.
Still, after all this time, they still don't
know I'm born in January.
They just don't care. You see, thankless job.
Thankless.
You know, before we, you know, really close out or whatever, you know, we never did officially introduce who we was talking
to.
We just kind of had a ghost voice coming in every now and again, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, who the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? So you want to introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are, your name, or, you know, use the alias, whatever you
want to call yourself.
Right.
I'm Lady True. I'm here at the Blackfire. Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just wanted to see what this podcast was about. So
I'm kind of
excited.
So are you a member of the Blackfire?
I'm not. Technically a member, I'm a patron and a friend, so I'm here helping out. But,
okay.
But in the kink, yeah.
Are you? Okay. So what do you want to talk about your thing? Like, what is your thing? Can we ask you that?
Don't really have a thing. Just kink is just in a whole. I guess I would be considered a dominant mistress, mommy dom.
A mommy dom?
What does that mean?
I guess I'm more on the loving side of more my submissives would be like what they call littles or like childlike.
Okay.
Or people who needs that have mommy issues and they come to me for either their hard touch or the softer side.
Okay.
And my thing is aftercare, healthy aftercare. Okay. When I break you, I got to bring build you back up.
So do you want to explain what aftercare is?
So,
or is this just self-explanatory? I mean,
it's not really self-explanatory. So in BDSM, when you are dominating your sub or whatever, you want to get them to the point where they tap out, basically. Mm-hmm. But after that, they require some type of build back up because they have reached their point. Like, you know, I don't want to say like a low point because I'm not in that space, but they reach a point to where you want to make sure you're not damaging and leaving them in that subspace. Okay. So you do certain things for them, like they may want to cuddle, or they may need water, or they may need something just to bring them back into reality, to the regular world or whatever. And a lot of times with kink, why aftercare is so important, because a lot of them are handling traumas from everyday life, like abuse and things like that. So you definitely don't want to hit that, tap into that, and leave them in that space and walk away. It's not healthy, because, you know, they may commit suicide. It may be harder. They may do something a little, I don't know, but you just want to, it's kind of hard to explain, but basically that's what aftercare is.
Okay.
So in the dom dynamic that you've explained to us, right, the mommy dom, right, is that a sexual experience, or is it more of a mental experience?
Both.
It's both.
It can be both, yes.
Okay.
Because you are dealing with littles, and then it's kind of like a role play thing. Like, I have men who want to be spanked by their moms, you know, so I put them over my knee, you know, and they may have an erection, they may get off on that, you know. So or young ladies who may have things for breasts, you know, that's a sexual thing. So, or suckling, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Or men.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, right.
I don't want anybody suckling my man boob.
I'm not gonna suckle.
No, I know.
They suckle mine. That's their little reward.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. See,
learn something different. You know, there's so many different dynamics to this, man. Everything is just so interesting.
Yeah, each person we talk to has a different kink.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, they're all very interesting, because some of them are new, and some I've heard before. But this one, I've heard about people being littles, or like, I've heard of age play.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if there was, I mean, I guess if the only, I hate to be basic about it, but I kind of looked at like the sexual dynamic is like, I guess, cougar, or what do you call the old guy that likes young girls?
Mm-hmm.
Cradle robber, whatever you want to call him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even think cougar is like an endearing term to call somebody.
No, I don't.
But
think I don't
it's think. The first one that kind of came to mind. Yeah. So I would think of age play as that kind of dynamic, but I've never really thought of it like, you know, somebody wants to come home, get spanked by their mom because that turns them on, and they get off. I never thought of that.
A little broken, but
yeah,
still it's kind of, it's exciting to be in the space though, because you're kind of, if you're healthy about it, you can create these taboos,
right,
and act them out, and you're going to need somebody to act out with, so why not,
right? Somebody that you feel comfortable with in that space, because you can't just pick some rando.
And I always make it seem like it's more of a female dominated, but a lot of men do not have that space where they can come and experience things, whatever it may be, and it's sad that they can't do it in their relationships because they have to deal with the after. So that's where when I deal with men, you're free to act out whatever it is, and you don't have to worry about the next day, or if I get mad, my emasculating you because you had that experience. My job in the relationship, and that's in my everyday relationship, is to allow you to experience the full range of sexuality without worrying about a retaliation or something hitting your masculinity because I'm upset or whatever. So I take that really serious. So a lot of my subjects are male because they know they can come to me and have these experiences and know that when it's over, I'm going to look at you the same way. It's like it never happened. So.
Yeah, it's hard to have those types of conversations or experiences when you're in relationships with people, because there is always that aspect of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you just can't even get comfortable enough to even want to express that you want that experience. Mm-hmm. Right? Without fear of, oh, they don't look at me like I'm weird. Or
that first argument,
think I'm out here cheating on them.
Or, hey, that first argument you have, you're going to say some shit that's going, you know.
Right.
Bitch ass nigga, that's why you like, do 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 do. I'd be like, what right. the fuck? Like,
right. This was a private moment. Right. Right.
We agreed not to discuss that again.
Right.
So, that's my mommy dom in the kink community.
That's okay. What's up. Right. Educating us today.
Right. So is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Well, you know, you're a regular, so we see you here quite often. So if there's ever a time where you would like to join us again, you know, feel free.
I love that.
Yeah. We enjoyed having you tonight. So I don't know if you got somebody else, or would you like to share anything with us, or are you just gonna be atmosphere?
Oh, you've been baited.
Uh-oh. Oh, atmosphere. That's okay. All right. And stepping up.
All right. What's your name? Where you from? What's your social?
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm V.
What's up, V?
Hey. I'm relatively new to all of this. So even being here at the Black Fire, it's only my second time here.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I really enjoy the atmosphere, just the chill, the mellow. The library is definitely my favorite room because I'm a complete nerd. So I definitely came to check out the books and like, so this is usually, well, like I said, I've been here once before, but this is like I like to hang out. So
nice.
Okay.
So you're an amateur into the kink world.
Yes.
Okay.
So what have you found to be the, like, I guess, what are you gravitating towards, or have you identified with something specific yet? Or?
I have had the experience of being a dom long distance.
Okay.
So I had a sub lived in Chicago. Never met, you know, but it was more organizing his life is what it felt like.
Okay.
So, you know, picking out things for him to wear day to day, making sure that he ate, you know, drank this much water. So it was just a lot of that kind of, you know, on my end. Of course, we weren't local, so there wasn't any physical. He would have preferred it, which is potentially why we decided to, you know, split ways. But I think he's found somebody where he is and he's happy. So that makes me happy.
That's good.
I don't know. I'm in the space of variety because hard dom is just not my personality. It's just not really who I am. Affectionate dom, where it's like, once again, it's like that guiding or that helping. Like, that's what I like, you know? But at the same time, sometimes I want to be a little, you know, so I have my coloring books at home and I have my squishmallows, which are my favorite things in the entire world.
What is that again?
A squishmallow.
What's a squishmallow?
It's a very soft stuffed animal.
Okay.
I think there's
like a plushy type thing.
Very, yes.
Okay. I thought it was like a marshmallow treat or
something.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, it's a very, very soft. Squeezing it and kind of feeling it, stuffed animal.
Okay.
There's different things that I'm kind of looking like, where do I fit? Mm-hmm. And for me, it depends on a day and honestly how I feel. So I don't know if I have a specific category.
Okay.
For who I am in this space right now. So
you're space fluid.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes. Nice word.
Yes.
I'm learning.
So I'm just kind of around to figure out or learn, you know, what I might like. I don't know, you know, so there might be someone to teach me something that I like, you know, so just seeing where it all takes me, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah. I could dig that.
That's what's up. I feel like I want to learn like the rope, the what's this, the shibari?
Shibari, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a couple of like events or whatever, and I've seen like the people hanging by the rope and all the different rooms. Like, it's kind of cool. I ain't doing that shit in my house. I feel like the whole fucking thing on.
Yeah, I mean, ceiling and everything. Yeah, all the way down. Right.
Like, you didn't get a post.
That's the quickest way to find out we missed it. Yeah. By this much.
Right.
But I think some of it's cool. Like some of the restriction of it is cool. I think I have a phobia or a fear of being restricted
because
it just heard too many horror stories and seen some things I probably like you shouldn't see.
Right.
And yeah. I was just like, I don't want to be tied the fuck up. So I take advantage of me and I'm stuck in this bitch.
That's always a fear.
Right? Yeah. It's, so I don't know.
It's something I think I might be interested in trying just for the sake of quote unquote surrender. Mm. So just letting go of control, which is something I'm actively in the day to day trying to figure out, you know, but in that space of being bound, like you can't move. So don't try to.
Right.
Just allow yourself to be. Being is a hard thing. I don't know how y'all feel about
it. It's very difficult.
Is excruciating, you know, but I think that process will help you to learn to just be.
Yeah.
Once again, I don't know, but like, this is what I
like. Can you just like do like handcuffs or something, or is that still you got too much restrictions?
Because you have to be able to relax in order to enjoy the experience. My thing is, once I'm restricted, I can't relax, I have to be in control. So I want to be able to. Can you embrace the experience and whatnot? But
can you imagine if you get an itch?
Yeah, I scratch it.
How you gonna scratch it?
Man, scratch right here. That's a scratch right here. It's just, I don't know. It's just, even when I trust the person, I still feel like I just.
I get it.
I'm working. I gotta work on it.
Things with claustrophobia, no thank you.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, my God.
I'm cool on it being in a tight
space. Dog, spaces. I found out I was claustrophobic in the worst way possible, man.
Oh, no.
Space?
I had to get an MRI, man.
Oh, you had to go to the tube?
Yeah.
And I'm already wide up top, right? So they put me in this damn tube and shit, dog. And it's like, they had to put me in like kind of slanted because I couldn't go in the regular way, right? Dog, so they said you close your eyes as you go in there, right? So I get in, I stop by, they say, okay, you open your eyes. Man, that motherfucker silly was like, right here, dog. I was like, oh, hell no, get me up out of here right now. I ain't even fucking playing with y'all, dog. Get me up out of here, right? Now, they had to do me like a horse. Now, they had to put like a washcloth on my face so I could open my eyes and shit.
They gave you blinders.
Man, I was with that boy, like, I was praying. Then they give you a radio station, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, my radio station was all commercials all the time. I was mad to the bone, I could not. It was all commercials all the time, son.
Oh, goodness. I got WJLD. He had to go to heaven. I went in for my knee, so my head was.
Nah, dog.
Yeah.
I'd have been cool with that, but nah,
I would have panicked.
Hell no. And then I'm walking in, had open air open in my. I'm like, why the fuck y'all ain't give me that shit, dog? Like, you serious, man? Like,
it just runs over top of you.
And the bad part about it is that you had to stay perfectly still for like 45 minutes, dog.
Yeah. Long.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, you know, trying not to think about this shit for 45 minutes per side. Like, that shit was torture.
Yes.
Nah,
not
dog.
Comfortable either, so.
Nah, that's how I found out I was claustrophobic. I'm like, man.
That's funny.
Shit. Yeah, I thought it was, because the first time I thought, it was two funny times. So I went to this other house, right? And it was a spot where you had to walk through. So I guess it was like two giant inflatable balloons. You had to walk between them. So, you know, you had to kind of, you know, shimmy and shit, dog. I was shimmying for too long, dog. I'm like, how long is this shit? I was about to bust that shit, dog. Like, how long I got to shimmy, dog? Like, fuck out of here, dog.
Shit. I had to fucking, normally I'm not
like tight spaces don't really bother me too much as long as I can move. Mm-hmm. If I can't move,
yeah.
But so when I was living in New Jersey, I told you I was going to be a firefighter at one point.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, I was too.
Yeah, I screwed my knee up during the test, like mm-hmm. like dislocated the whole thing. It was yikes. Terrible. But there's a part in the test where you're going through, you're crawling through a maze, mm-hmm. and it's full of smoke, and there's like obstacles and shit there that you have to crawl over. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the worst fucking experience of my life, though. Like, if I gotta go in a crawl space, that nigga's just gonna die. Unless I can axe a bigger hole.
Get above him and cut down through the floor and pull him out.
I got a fucking mask on because it's supposed to be real serious. So I'm fully geared up. I'm saying crawling through this shit, army crawling through this shit, fucking baby toys, bricks through this motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck is, where the fuck is the end of this thing? Get to one point, boom, fucking wall. Damn, back out. Go to the boom wall. God damn it.
Well, you playing a video game, dog.
It's crazy because you have to find the exit to get to the person, right? And then once you get the person, you got to drag them. And that's where I fucked my knee. You had to drag them 100 yards. Oh. And my foot just got caught under there. And everything was just, nothing moved after that. And I finished. I just had to hobble my ass. And that dropped my score. My written score was nice, though. I was smart.
He's like, they dropped my score. I'm like, that's awful. Like, right, you had this horrible thing to your knee and you came below bar. Yeah. Like, that's just,
right.
Let me just give you this because you did this. Like,
they called me, that's
my knee, Phil.
That following year, I moved to VA, and then 2 years later, they called me and was like, you were still interested? I was like, nah, I do IT now. Kind of regret it now. I'd have been retired. Damn it, retired.
Right.
Shit. Yeah. 48 straight hours. That's it. 3 days off.
Yeah.
It's a good.
Every day you risk your life that you are out there.
Sometimes. Because it's like some days they don't get no calls. It's like, or just be dumb shit.
Get a cat out of tree.
Somebody's stuck, or it's mostly 911 calls. Mm-hmm. So they'll show up for car accidents and, the guy was like, they do get more paramedic calls. Okay. So a lot of the guys are paramedics as well. So
yeah,
we get a lot of those runs. But other than that, man, that's my claustrophobia story. Okay. It did with a whole fucking damn near knee surgery. That's why my knees is fucked up now. I don't got no cartilage in these shits, though. I'll be like,
that's fucked up, dog.
If I fall on my knees, just get a wheelchair.
just call the people.
It's a glass breaker.
They be like, you got to hit it from the back. I'd be standing up. I'd be like, come to the edge of the bed, baby. I'm tall. Because if you're on my knees too long, I'd be like, yo, I'm stuck like this. What other positions you know?
Right, so that's just it, huh? That's his finishing move. Get it. Yeah.
Yeah. You get with the osteo biflex.
When it's all over, just tip you over.
Right.
Just tip me over. My aftercare is Advil. Oh, shit. I'm telling you, this shit get crazy, man. My knee's fucked up.
That's funny, man.
That shit's fucked up. That's anyway, I fucked it up for basketball a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Nigga, I try to hit my lady and shit. I'd be like, babe, just slide back. Here's the bench. Come to the bench. I gotta keep this leg straight. I gotta keep this one straight. Got the fucking brace on and shit. Like,
you got one leg on, one leg off the bed.
Scissors. Like, put two more pillows under there. We line up perfectly.
Game plan for me.
Just understand. I got you gotta understand.
Game plan for me.
I be trying.
You lay this way, I lay that way.
You know.
I be trying to keep it sexy, you know. Try not to wince when you land on my leg and shit. You want to roll off on the side that my leg's fucked up.
It's great, baby.
Roll off the right side. Roll off the left side.
It's the communication throughout, though. Yeah. See, there you go.
You got time to put a turn signal on before she moves.
It's like I'm getting a little bit airport.
Wait for shit. She on top of you like me, man.
Stop.
Oh, shit.
Man. But yeah.
I would like to thank both of you ladies for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, she said she had nothing to say, but you was talking.
I know, right?
I was listening. I like to take it all in.
Okay. That's what she said. Good one. On that note.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We will catch y'all next week. Everybody have a safe one. Have a good one.
All right, peace.